Before the Thanksgiving break, the GOP-controlled Senate is trying to get as much done on their tax proposal as possible. And as Frankie Barnhill reports, a group opposed to the plan in Idaho has found a way to incorporate the holiday into their protest.
Nancy Harris says the Senate GOP tax plan is no good for low-income Idahoans. Harris is with the local chapter of the National Organization for Women. She set up an appointment to talk about the tax overhaul with Senator Mike Crapo's communications director yesterday. Then it dawned on her, this close to the holiday, what if they included a food drive at the senator's office? Harris says that between the roughly 50 protesters and Crapo's staff, they collected 1,000 pounds of food.
The birds are for the food bank and the pork is for the senator, but they all went into the food bank after all.
The activist says one of her concerns with the tax plan is about the proposed withdrawal of the health care mandate, which is a hallmark of the Affordable Care Act. Harris says after an in-depth conversation with the senator's staff, she's not confident Crapo will withdraw his support from the plan.
I don't know that we can move the senator on his position. He's pretty set in it, but at least our voices were heard.
Crapo supported the Senate tax bill when it passed out of committee last week. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.